Yes, by mumas, there is a mum on the animal. Yale the yishchet. You're allowed to bring up the animal and shecht it. Since it has a mum now, so mel the kedusha goes off it. You give it to a kohen. A kohen's allowed to eat it. V'yim lav. Let's say the mumcha went down there and did not find the mum on it. Is la yishchet. You're not allowed to shecht the animal. Since it still has kedushas of a bechor on it, you're not allowed to shecht it now in Yom Tov. Rabbi Shimon says, Kol shein mumay nikam mibay join. If you did not check it out Erev Yom Tov, you did not check it out to make sure it has the mum, there's some blemish on it from before Yom Tov, the locher is ain't zemin amuchin. It's not called muchin, it's not prepared, it's muksa. You're not allowed to use it on Yom Tov. In other words, if it first got its mum on Yom Tov, Erev Yom Tov ben ashmashos, he didn't check out the mum. So mele you were masir dash, he didn't have dash to use it. So mele it's muksa. So it's a modern mission here. Usually we know Reb Shimon is Mekel in Muksa, and Reb Yehudi is Machmer in Muksa. And here this Mishnah says just the opposite way around. The Mishnah says Reb Yehudi says you are allowed to use the animal, and Reb Shimon says you're not allowed to use the animal. So therefore Rashi says what we're talking about now is, in Yesh Baimum, Rashi says, the top Rashi, Al Kochav Reb Yehudi Muksisli. We know Reb Yehudi Shittur is, he owes for Muksa. Over Mum Hanayfo Boy Biyom Tev Loishori. If the mum first came on the animal today on Yom Tov, for sure it's osur. The lav dait the elevayim yesmol. You did not think about eating it erev Yom Tov, because erev Yom Tov was a bechor. It has kedusha. You can't eat it. So what's pshar now, Mishnah? Vochi koma. This is what our Mishnah means to say. Bechor bal mum shloi hereyo lechachim by joim. Like the mum happened before Yom Tov. On erev Yom Tov already, it got a slit in its lip. It got a mum before Yom Tov. Josh, you didn't have enough time to show it to a mumcha. The chacham didn't pass kenosi yet to say it's mutter. V'nafol a bor be yomtiv. Now on yomtiv, it fell down to the bor. So if you hold yored mumcha v'ira, it's halacha machlokes. Could a mumcha check it out on yomtiv? That's the machlokes. If you hold yes, you're allowed to check it out on yomtiv. V'ira mum shoyi bar miyestimol. Now he'll check it out and see that the mum that was there from yesterday is called a mum kavua. A mum kavua yalav yishkot mishun the mukta lekadim yestimol datu alalavayim. It's not called muksa now, because yesterday you thought about it. Because you knew that from yesterday there was a mum on it. Just you didn't check it out yet. So you thought, most probably it's a good mum. Most probably I'll use it. I didn't ask a mumcha yet. So you know, tomorrow morning I'll bring the mumcha to check it out. So the machloike says, are you allowed to call a mumcha on Yom Tov to check it out? Is checking out a mum on Yom Tov, is that called an issa or not on Yom Tov? So if you those, you're allowed to do it. The Reb Shimon says nothing doing. Rashi ain't them in a muchin. Lav mishum muksa asalei. It's not the pshat Reb Shimon holds from yisa muksa, because the holesle muksa Reb Shimon is the one that's makel always the muksa. Alo lefi shematira b'yomtiv, because you want the chacham now to paskenais on yomtiv that is called a mum. So you want him to be matir to tell you a hefter you'll not eat it. Is nira kimasaknei. Reb Shimon knows that's also to do on yomtiv. It looks like you're fixing up the animal. Tevelei kedan din. It looks like you're paskening a din. The gozer by mishum shvut. The bonus said it's also mishum shvut. Some are gerus oi. I get two different shvuts in here. One teretz says it's also because nira kemesaken oi. Another pshat is not because nira kemesaken, but as a locha like dan din, like you passed in the shaila, that's also to do on yom tov. Vochi kom. This is what the mishum meant to say. Ein ataros say heter v'ein amuchem hechsher. Not that it's ein amuchem means it's muksa. It's not muksa. It just means you don't have the right to check it out today. You can't give a heter, a chacham can't check it out today. That's awesome in the rabbanon to check it out. So that's the machlokes. The machlokes is, are you allowed to check out the move on Yom Tov or not? But nothing to do with muksa. So Mar says, the Maikam Mislagi, what's the machlokes in the Mishnah? Inaim, if you want to tell me, like we just got finished saying, the Royin Mumin. Kamislugi, the whole machlokes is, are you allowed to let a mumcha come and check out this animal on Yom Tov to see if it's a mum or not? That Reb Shimon says nothing doing it's also like Rashi says two reasons, or else Reb Yehuda says yes, you're allowed to do it. So that's the machlokes for the Gemara. In name of Roy Mulka Miflugi, to Reb Yehuda saw a royin mumin v'yomtiv. You're allowed to let a chacham look at it. There's no aveir involved. For Reb Shimon, so Reb Shimon holds yes, ain royin mumin. There is an isser involved. You're not allowed to check it out v'yomtiv. If so, v'liflugu b'royin mumin the alma. Why didn't the Mishnah say in regular case it's the machlokes if you have a mum in your backyard? And you want to check it out now on Yom Tov. You have a bechor and it has a mum. You want to have it checked out today on Yom Tov. Is it mutter or not? As why does the Mishnah have to say bor for the bechor shenofal a bor? So what do we have to have it for? As why does the Mishnah have to say the case dafka where the animal fell down to the bor into a ditch? Even without the bor, it's the same shaila. You have an animal in your backyard. the Shaila is, are you allowed to call a Chacham to check it out or not? So why does the Mishnah have to say the case would fell into the bore? So Mara says, yes, it's Rechlei. The Mishnah is telling me a Chiddush. Because Salkot, I would have thought, Mishum Tsar Balechayim, since there's a Tsar Balechayim involved, the animal fell down to the ditch. So it's stuck there. So the question is, are you allowed to go down there now and pick him up? So if he's a mum, if it's a mum on the Bechor, you're allowed to shech it, you're allowed to use it, so you can pick it up to use it. If it still has Kedushas Bechor on it, you can't touch it. It's like Muksa then. You can't use it. So I would think, Mishum Tsar Balechayim, La'arim, let's right away say we'll pick him up. Velaske will bring him up. Lord La'arim, I'll make a trick out of it. Elaske, I'll bring him up. Kid Rabbi Shua. Like Rabbi Shua's din, Kamash Mullah, no, you're not allowed to do it. So Rashi says, what's Rabbi Shua's halacha? So Rashi says, I would have thought La'arim means Loime Vada Yimsa Bemum. We should be make or play a trick here and say, 100% for sure I'm going to find the mum. So now let's mutter right now. I'll bring it up right now. Rabbi Yeshua, the Rashi, Yom Perak Meshilin, Oitzav Yes Benoi Shenof Labor. You have the case of mother and the kid, the animal, they both fell down to the bor together. Now, to bring them both up, you're not allowed to, because you can't shecht both of them today. It's on Yom Tif. You could only shecht one. You can't shecht Oitzav Yes Benoi the same day. So you're not allowed to shecht both of them today. So Mika Radin, you're only allowed to bring up one, the one you use today, and the other one, the one you're not going to shecht today, you're not allowed to bring up from the bor. So Rabbi Yeshua says in Eitzav, first bring up one of them. You'll say, yes, I'm going to shech this one. Then later, after you brought it up, you changed your mind and said, no, nothing doing, I don't like this one, I want the other one better. Therefore, you have a right now to bring up the second one. Now, after they're both up, out of the ditch, so there's such a heter of haroma. In other words, since it's Tsar Balachayim, and it's not such a big issa, and the tiltal there, so just like over there, you have right to bring them both up, maybe here also I would have thought, that say that if the animal fell down into the boar, Mishum Tsar Balachayim, you have right to say like 100% you'll never on for sure, I'm going to find the mum later. So it's called an animal that I could use right now, it's not muksa, so you're allowed to bring it up. Kamashmula, no, that you're not allowed to. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That even though it fell down to the boar, still, Reb Shimon says, nothing doing. You're not allowed to bring a mumch there to check it out. You can't bring him up. Fred Gemari Hochi, if that's the Pshana Mishnah, Lo Yishchot, why does the Mishnah just say? V'yim Lav. Like if the mumch comes and does not find the mum. It says, Lo Yishchot, you can't shecht it. Hochi, Lo Yishchot, Lo Yalav Yishchot Niboylei. If you're telling me now that even Mishum Tzam Balachayim, you're not allowed to bring up the animal, the only time you have a right to bring up the animal is if you check him out first and make sure there's a mum there. So now you know for sure you can eat it, then you can bring him up. But before you check them out, you're not allowed to bring him up. So why does the Mishnah say, even in Rabbi Yehuda Shita, if you're those, you're allowed to check him out. So Rabbi Yehuda says, if you find the mum there, very good, bring it up. If you don't find the mum, lo yishchot. Why does it only say lo yishchot? They should have said more. It should have said stronger. It should have said, you're not allowed to even bring it up. Because I would think, maybe you're allowed to bring it up, Mishum Tzah Balachayim. And then, true, don't shecht it because it doesn't have a mum. But if you're telling me now that you're not allowed to even bring him up, so the Mishnah should have said that. The Mishnah should have said stronger. The Mishnah should have said, V'im lav, lo yala v'yishkot. You can't bring him up. Almanas to make a shechita. So Gemara says, lo yitzricha, I'll tell you the end of the sefer, the Mishnah is telling us a different type of a chiddush. Lo yitzricha, I'll tell you, know what case the Mishnah is talking about? The ovar v'yaske. That for some reason the person did the aveira and picked him up. In other words, the mumcha, either before the mumcha came, or even if the mumcha came, you brought him up. Yes, I would have thought, lishchatei, that you're allowed to shecht him, kamash malon, you're not allowed to shecht him. Even if for the effort you went ahead and brought him up, so I would have thought, once the animal's up already, now you could make a shechita, that's the kamash malon of the Mishnah. That lo yishchot, no matter what you did to it, even if you went and brought him out of the bar, still you can't shecht it. Frat the Gemara, what's going on here? Lishkata, Yara Havamina, maybe could shecht this the b'chor. We're talking about now what? That the mumcha went down the current Rabbi Yehuda and didn't find the mum. So if the mumcha didn't find the mum, what type of an animal is it? It's a tam. So b'chor tam has kedusha on it. For sure you can't shecht it as man is there. It's a carbon. We can't bring kabbonis today. So what are you telling me? I would have thought that if somebody brought it up, you would have shecht it. But we're talking about now you didn't find the mum. If you didn't find the mum, Frat the Gemara, Lishkata, how could you shecht tamu? It's a tam, there's no mum on it. A bechor, that's a tam, has kedusha. It's a carbon, you can't shecht it now. So what's the chiddush of lo yishchot? So Gemara says, lo tzricha, I'll tell you the case is like this. Lo tzricha, we only need the chiddush like this. De nofo bei mumma. Ta'ke a mum came about it. A mum came now. In other words, yesterday, Erev Yom Tov, there's no mum on it. the whole mum first came today on Yom Tov. Right now came a mum. That's first, what happened was, first the mumcha went down there and checked it out, there was no mum. Now somebody brought it up, and after he brought it up, now they checked it out a second time, now they found the mum. Do you know for sure this mum just happened now? So, that's the Mishnah saying, lo yishkod, you can't shecht it. For the Gemara vayta bo muksu, in such a case, treat you can't shecht it, it's muksa. About Erev Yom Tov, it did not have a mum. So Erev Yom Tov, it was a time, it was a b'chor ad kedusha, so it's muksa. You had no das to use it before Yom Tov. So shit, you can't shecht it, you can't eat it, it's muksa. And the Gemara, el denofo be muma oivim Erev Yom Tov. I tell you like this, we're talking about a case that Erev Yom Tov, a mum happened to it. But that was a mum that could be fixed up. So look, you're not allowed to eat it yet, because the mum could be fixed up. But it could be, it won't be fixed up. So we're saying such a type of a mum that's over, that passes by, and vaitam, fahash devli mum kavua. And now on Yom Tov, after you brought him up, now we found out the mum became a mum kavua. It's going to stay the mum. It's not going to be able to be healed anymore. You can't heal up this mum anymore, so now the animal's mutatit. So in such a case, mal de tem, I would have thought, that daiti alavayu, that you had das to use it, because since on Erev Yom Tov, you knew something was going on here. Erev Yom Tov, you knew already you had a mum over. So that mum by itself is not mutatit yet, because maybe it'll heal up or not. So now on Yom Tov that it came out that became a mum kavua, I would have thought it's not muksa now. Because really you thought about it before Yom Tov to use it. Because you knew something was happening to it. So another time I would have thought, the daita yalavayu, you have das, you had a mind to use it. For nishkaten, you are allowed to shecht it now. Kamashvila, no. Like pahur, kamashvila means that's still muksa. That since before Yom Tov you didn't have the heti yet, it was nice kapasim that it's mutter, still you're not allowed to. So Rashi learns, kamash malon, the loy heve kavu amerev Yom Tov, if the mum was not kavu, was not 100% before Yom Tov, loy yishchot mishum the muksa machmes isra heve. It's still called the muksa machmes isra. In other words, Allah chrish and Allah rita b'chor. Kol zaman the mum is not kavu, it won't stay there. The mum could get healed up, such a mum is not matthew to eat it. The mice it's still also tated, therefore it remains muksa. That's one teretz. Inami Rashi says, Mishum Diyova Vyaske. Since the Katkila you are not allowed to bring it up, so Rabbana made a kanas now. That even though Mi'ikira didn't true this svari, it's not muksa, since you knew about it before Yom Tov, that there was a mumaiver. So you saw something was going on with it. So you have das, maybe it's going to turn into a mumkavua, I have das to use it. So muksa it's not. The reason why you can't shecht is because it's a kanas. That since the locker is, you had no right to bring it up out of the bor. The mumcha went down to the ditch and did not find the mum, or he saw that mum was not kavua. So you had no right to bring it up. Now, biaveira, you went down there and brought it up, even though now when it's up, we check it out a second time, and we see it as the mum kavua, but since you did an avera by bringing it up, that's why the bona made a kanash, you're not allowed to use it. So that's the kamash blun. That's what Mishnah says, yimlav lo yishchit. Even in the case that you already brought it up, and even in the case that you found out it's a mum kavua right now, still lo yishchot. For these two reasons, Rashi says, either because it remains muksa, or else because you did an avera by bringing it up. Turn around, look at a brayse like this. Bechor tam. A bechor that's a tam, no mum, it has kedusha. Shenofel abor. This animal now fell into the ditch. We have Yehuda hanasi yomer. That yored mumche v'yira. Mumche is allowed to go down even on Yom Tov and check it out to see if it has a mum or not. Im yesh by mum, if there is a mum on the animal, so the kedusha went off it, a kohen is allowed to eat it right now. Yali, you could bring up the animal, the yishkret, let the kohen shecht it. He could eat it. The yom lav, if he checked it out and he saw there's no mum, it's a tam still, lo yishkret, not allowed to shecht it. Oh, Molay Reb Shimon Menasi, Reb Shimon Menasi said like this, back to Reb Yehuda Nosi. That Harei Omru, it was said over, so Rashi says Harei Omru means, he's saying it over from his Rebbe, from the name of Reb Shimon ben Yochai. This is the way Reb Shimon Menasi is saying over from his Rebbe, what Reb Shimon ben Yochai used to say. Harei Omru was said like this, Ein royin mumin b'yomtif, you're not allowed to check out a mumin yomtif. Not like you Reb Yehuda, that says in the Mishnah also, you're allowed to check it out. No, Reb Shimon holds like it says in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to check it out. And Reb Shimon said, I even heard from my Rebbe like that, from Reb Shimon ben Yochai. That Harei Omru was said over, Ein royin mumin b'yomtif. You're not allowed to check out a bechor on yomtif. It's nearer kemasakin, it's nearer kedan din. You're not allowed to do it on yomtif. Kate said, what's the case is? Noilid boy mumi erev yomtif. If the mum happened erev yomtif, just you didn't check it out yet, Ein nevakru nois to be yomtif. You're not allowed to have it checked out on yomtif. But the evidence was checked out, could be mutter. What about Nolad by Mum by Yom Tov? Let's say the Mum first came on Yom Tov itself. Now, the first